Uyandi Tanda, You Love Me, I Love You Too. And Slab D came through with a chef here that features Crown Beats, Iris Stars Pina Colada. It's very addictive, and I hope you enjoyed it as well. Lo J features Stars and Chris Brown in Mona Lisa. We're at Tyler IQ, Government, Key Government, and also features DJ Maporisa in it. That one is 1744 on Power.
And Saka is your number one hit station. We bring you the best content Zambia and the continent have to offer. We offer competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact marketing on +260 961 690 486. Elevate your business. Power at 1.3 FM Saka. Number one hit station. Number one hit station.
As Zambia prepares for the 2026 general elections, the media's role has never been more critical. Are you a journalist ready to cover one of our nation's most important democratic events? The Zambia Institute of Mass Communications Educational Trust invites you to a specialized 5-day training in political and electoral reporting. From April 20th to 24th, 2026 in Lusaka, master the skills you need in ethical reporting, combating misinformation, journalist safety, data-driven coverage, and election day protocol. Well-trained journalists promote peaceful, transparent, and credible elections. For registration, sponsorship of the training, and further information, please contact us on +260 773 795 449 or +260 952 496 599 or email info@zamcom.ac.za. You may also visit us at the Zambia Institute of Mass Communications, Zamcom plot number 3529, Government Road, Ridgeway Area. Zamcom. Media training, media productions, immediate results.
Colgate Maximum Cavity Protection gives your family 24-hour cavity defense with 2x daily brushing. Because every day, your family's teeth face battles you can't see. Colgate Maximum Cavity Protection provides a calcium boost to help keep teeth strong all day long. Colgate, the number one oral care brand in the world. For strong teeth and healthier smiles, visit your nearest store and get yours today.
Looking to buy or sell your car or commercial equipment without the hassle? Welcome to Automat 24, Zambia's trusted online marketplace. With Automat 24, every vehicle is inspected, every document verified, and the status fully transparent. Buying or selling has never been safer, easier, or more convenient. Whether you're looking for your dream car or selling commercial equipment, Automat 24 connects buyers and sellers with confidence. Visit automat24.com or call +260 962 782 505 today, because your next vehicle deserves the Automat 24 difference.
Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Former Lumezi lawmaker Munia Zulu describes his prison experience as painful. NAREP sets April 11th for its general convention ahead of the August general election. In international news, Niger protests EU's resolution for unconditional release of Bazoum. And in sports, new rule changes confirmed for 2026 World Cup.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. Former Lumezi Member of Parliament Munia Zulu has described his prison experience as painful, saying it is not something he would wish anyone to undergo. Mr. Zulu, who was released after serving his jail sentence, said the challenges within the Zambia Correctional Service stem from reforms that change the prisons into correctional facilities without changing the mindset of officers managing inmates. He blamed the Patriotic Front government for failing to reform the human resource structure when it amended the law transforming prisons into correctional centers meant to rehabilitate offenders. Mr. Zulu said many officers still operate with what he described as a prison mentality, resulting in harsh treatment of inmates. He also cited overcrowding at Lusaka Central Correctional Facility, Chimbokaila, where he said he was held in a cell with more than 100 inmates sharing one toilet and no shower facilities. According to Mr. Zulu, inmates were locked up in the afternoon and only released the following morning, forcing many prisoners to sleep under bunk beds due to limited space. The former lawmaker also raised concerns about a lack of privacy in the bathing areas. His conviction resulted in the loss of his Namezi parliamentary seat in line with Zambia's constitution. The National Restoration Party, NAREP, has announced that its national convention will take place next month. Following a National Executive Committee NEC meeting held yesterday, the party resolved to hold the convention on Saturday, 11th April 2026. The decision was made in accordance with the party's constitution. NAREP National Secretary Charlie Mazabuga said the party is calling on all members to good standing to submit their nomination applications to the office of the National Secretary. These applications will be reviewed by the NEC as the party looks to strengthen its internal structures. He added that the party leadership is encouraging active participation from all members in what they describe as a vital democratic process for the organization.
National Restoration Party, NAREP, wishes to inform all members and the general public that the National Executive Committee, NEC, has officially set the date for the party's national convention in accordance with Articles 25A, B, C and 33 of the NAREP Constitution. Following the NEC meeting held on the 12th of March 2026, it was resolved that the national convention will be held on Saturday, 11th April 2026. In light of this, the party calls upon all members in good standing to submit their nomination applications to the office of the National Secretary. These applications will be considered by the National Executive Committee. All members are encouraged to actively participate in this important democratic process as we continue to strengthen our party structures.
The Tobacco Board of Zambia, TBZ, has dispelled assertions that it opposes the Tobacco Control Bill, emphasizing that key sector players support the proposed regulation but seek fairness in its application. TBZ Board Chairperson Phil Daka stated that while the board supports the bill, it has concerns over certain provisions. He underscored that health protection is vital, but the bill must also respect commercial realities and industry sustainability. Dr. Daka stressed that representation from key industry players should be included in the committee overseeing tobacco matters, warning that excluding industry voices risks undermining progressive policy frameworks. He pointed out that criminalizing interaction between government agents and industry stakeholders for years is impractical and counterproductive. He argued that effective policy making requires dialogue with those directly involved in tobacco production and distribution. Dr. Daka noted that restrictions on advertising and packaging could harm legitimate businesses without effective curbing illicit trade. He remarked that companies rely on marketing to build their identity, and excessive limitations threaten their viability. He highlighted that corporate social responsibility projects in tobacco-growing areas, such as schools and recreational facilities, should not be curtailed as these initiatives complement government efforts and directly benefit communities. The TBZ board chairperson cautioned that a one-size-fits-all approach to regulation ignores the unique role of private sector contributions. He urged policymakers to engage with industry representatives before the bill reaches its final reading in Parliament. The Department of Social Welfare has established a place of safety in Mumbwa District, Central Province, dedicated to survivors of gender-based violence, GBV. According to data from the Gender Division's 2025 second quarter GBV report, Central Province recorded 999 GBV cases, ranking fifth highest behind Luapula, Lusaka, Copperbelt and Western Provinces. The statistics show a high number of women affected at 613 cases, compared to 174 for men. Girls accounted for 173 cases, while boys had 39. Provincial Social Welfare Officer Yvonne Chingambu explained that the new